From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Protesters, police, and tasers. That was the reaction to the New Orleans City Council's proposal to demolish the city's biggest housing projects. Yesterday, the council voted unanimously for demolition. Gwen Filosa was there at City Hall for the vote. She's a reporter for the Times-Picayune. Gwen, welcome.
Hello, thank you.
So, first off, can you describe the projects that are going to be torn down?
Yes, these are brick buildings, small scale, not towers, but they're clusters of brick buildings that have been in New Orleans for more than six decades with little, if not, probably no upgrades at all.
Was this a kind of place, you know, in many cities there have been tear downs of public housing, and people say the buildings are terrible, but and these are people inside the projects, but this is my home. I have two, three generations of family here. Was that part of the issue here?
Oh, yes, that's what was turned the debate into a very emotional and very powerful debate. We're talking three and four generations of families here have lived in these, their neighborhoods. I mean, they're isolated, but they're almost their own neighborhoods. And in New Orleans, where poverty is a birthright for so many families, the one thing these families could depend on was a spot in the projects.
Now, what has the city promised to these people in terms of relocation, in terms of support?
Well, the city has promised to hold HUD and our housing authority, you know, their feet to the fire and demand detailed financial updates and to monitor this. But it's all really up to the federal, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. They run our housing authority. New Orleans lost control of its own housing authority in about 2002 after decades of rampant financial mismanagement. And that's also what led to the deterioration of these housing projects. I mean, these are horrible, deplorable conditions. That's what residents say. And all the evidence shows that Katrina just gave kind of a coup de grace to already neglected, crumbling buildings.
So if these places were already so degraded, why do you think there was such a groundswell in terms of people coming out? And how, really, take us inside that moment where you were in City Hall and it sounds like there was just so much commotion. What were people feeling inside City Hall?
That was a scary moment. It was a brief part of what went on inside City Hall, though. It was like a 20 minutes out of a nine-hour day. Once about eight people were removed, and they were forcibly removed by New Orleans police, it was quite an orderly, fascinating debate, 90 minutes for each side. And it was just all people from all walks of life, all backgrounds, were getting up and saying their piece. But at that moment, there was kind of a boiling point. But I have to say, I wasn't outside. But what I saw inside was just a very few number of people orchestrating, theatrical, and I didn't see anyone I knew that lived in a public housing project.
So you're saying it was outsiders who seemed to be taking the lead?
Correct. And I mean, there's been this push, and there are a few public housing residents who love the fact that they have that outside support. I mean, there's never been a lot of political will, political backing behind poor people in New Orleans. But it just, for that, I mean, the national media was captivated by the mounted police and the tasers. But they had 15 arrests, and no serious injuries were reported, according to the police. But what went on inside seems to take, sadly, didn't get as much attention, the debate and people speaking from their hearts about places they used to live.
Gwen, thank you for that update.
Thank you.
Gwen Filosa is a reporter for the Times-Picayune.